Shalom to all, and we're gonna have a quick recap of Parshas Miketz. So it was 2 years after the Tsar Mashkin and Ephraim were in jail, and Pari had a dream. Pari was standing by the river, and 7 healthy, sturdy cows came out. Following them were 7 scrawny, emaciated cows. The skinny cows proceeded to swallow the healthy, fat ones, and there was no sign of it whatsoever. The next part of his dream, he saw 7 healthy, full ears of grain, and following them were 7 thin, wind-blasted ears, which proceeded to swallow the healthy ones with no sign of it whatsoever. All of Pari's henchmen tried interpreting these dreams, but to no avail. The Tsar Mashkin then spoke up, recounting how he was in jail, and there was a Jewish lad, a servant, who did quite a fantastic job in interpreting dreams. Pari commanded that Yosef be brought to him, so they rushed him out of jail. He shaved and changed clothing and stood before Pari. Yosef made it clear that Hashem is the chief dream interpreter, so let's give it a listen. Pari related the dreams, and Yosef told him that the dreams were really one. The fat cows and grain signified 7 years of plenty that will reign throughout Mitzrayim, and the skinny ones signified 7 years of hunger and famine. The famine will be so bad that all the good years will be forgotten. Then Yosef offered some unsolicited advice by saying that Pari should appoint a wise and understanding fellow to oversee collection and storage of grain and food in order to stock up for the years of hunger. Pari was so taken by Yosef's brilliance, he appointed him to be in charge, made him second in command, gave him a signet ring, changed his name to Safnas Paneach, and gave him Asnas, the daughter of Potiphar, as a wife. Things went swimmingly well after that. Yosef assiduously gathered and stored grain throughout all of Mitzrayim. He also had 2 sons, Menashe and Ephraim, before the famine hit. The 7 years ended, and the world, and soon enough Mitzrayim as well, were plunged into terrible famine. People came from all over to Mitzrayim to purchase food because they were the only ones that had. Now, even though Yaakov's house still had some food, he sent his sons to Mitzrayim to buy some so as not to arouse the jealousy of his neighbors, and he instructed them to keep a low profile there as they were all strong and handsome. They entered through 10 different gates of the city so as not to be noticed, but Yosef was waiting for them and had them all brought to his palace. He accused them of being spies because why did they enter through 10 different gates? In the course of the conversation, it came out that they had an elderly father back home and a younger brother as well. So he locked them up for 3 days on spying charges, and when he let them out, he said that one brother's going to remain here, the rest should go home and come back with Binyamin, and only then he's going to believe that they're not spies. Not realizing that Yosef spoke Lashon HaKodesh, they conversed in front of him and said, "See, this is all happening because we didn't have compassion on our brother." Yosef turned away and cried because he realized that they had charata. He then took Shimon and sent the rest off. On the way back home, Levi opened his sack, found his money there, and when they got back, they related to Yaakov what happened. They too found their money in their sacks. Something fishy was going on. Yaakov was upset at the turn of events, and Reuven could not convince him to send Binyamin. So after the grain ran out, Yehuda convinced Yaakov to send him by taking full responsibility for Binyamin. Yaakov then blessed him and instructed they take a gift for Yosef, double the money they originally took, and the money that was returned to them. They set off, and upon arriving in Mitzrayim, they were taken to Yosef's house. They were afraid that he was going to libel them for not paying for their grain last time around, and quickly told the head of the house that they brought the money back with them. He told them not to worry, and by the way, they would be eating with Yosef in a bit. When Yosef came, he sat them in order of their age and based off who their mother was. He sat Binyamin next to him. This surprised them even further. He then instructed that their money be returned to them and that his silver goblet be planted in Binyamin's sack. They were sent off in the morning, and they barely left the city when the head of Yosef's house came thundering after them, accusing them of stealing his master's silver goblet. "How dare you do so?" Of course, they denied it, and even suggested that whoever the goblet's found by should be put to death. He graciously told them that whoever goblet's found by will be a slave to Yosef, and everyone else would be free to go. Well, what do you know? It was found in Binyamin's sack. They tore their garments and made their way back to Mitzrayim. They stood in front of Yosef, and Yehuda spoke up, suggesting that Binyamin be released and all the brothers be slaves in his stead. Yosef, of course, wasn't having any of it and insisted that only Binyamin will stay and the rest will go back home. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.